Today marks 1 year since Senator Edward Kennedy died of brain cancer. In that year, we've seen the appointment of Kennedy's longtime friend, Paul Kirk, as interim senator, the surprising election of Republican Scott Brown to Kennedy's former Senate seat, and the passage of health care reform, a goal Kennedy had for most of his life. Joining us now to reflect on the year since Ted Kennedy's death is Peter Mead, the president and CEO of the newly formed Edward M. Kennedy Institute of the United States Senate at UMass in Boston. Peter Mead was also a friend of Senator Kennedy. Peter, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me here today.
What do you think Senator Kennedy would make of the events of the last 12 months, were he around to comment?
Well, I think he'd be thrilled with the passage of health care reform. He did call it the work of his life, and it was. And something he dealt with very early on in his Senate career. He was elected in 62, started working on it in 1964. And in many ways, it's emblematic of his career, taking what he could get each step at a time, whether it was getting Medicare or the way children's health was funded, those kinds of things, taking what was available at the time, but always pushing to get every American insured.
Do you think that without his inspiration, Congress would have passed health insurance reform?
I don't think so, because you look at the inspiration that went back several decades and the continual push and plotting to get it done. I think very, very few people who watched him at the Democratic Convention in Denver, and everybody knew that he was seriously, critically ill. And for this man to get literally up from his sickbed and to talk about the cause of his lifetime and to speak so warmly about, and the dream lives on, I think even the most jaded of his colleagues were touched by that. And people understood that it was the work of his lifetime, not to diminish the work that people who were in Washington did on it, from President Obama and the Speaker and the Majority Leader and all others. But I do think he was a significant part of the inspiration to get this done.
Senator Kennedy's seat is obviously now occupied by a Republican, Scott Brown of Wrentham. Do you think that would disturb Kennedy?
I think he had enormous respect for elections and the electoral process. I spent a couple of election nights with him, and he always saw it as, well, you know, this is what happens, and people speak and vote. I think he would be more discouraged if people hadn't participated in an election.
And he was, you know, clearly a champion of bipartisanship,
and
he
absolutely
was that champion while also championing Democratic Party ideals. You actually wrote about this idea on the Institute's webpage today, and I wonder if you could read part of that for us.
Sure. Ted Kennedy showed us that men and women of goodwill can come together to solve our nation's most difficult problems. No challenge is too great. No problem is too hard. He taught us about extraordinary perseverance and the will to keep coming back, no matter what. He didn't question or demonize the motives of his colleagues because he knew that they loved their country just as much as he did. He reached out to them, creating alliances and worked through differences. Many times he let others take credit just to move the issue forward. He did this while not compromising on his principles.
Now, though, there seems to be a very partisan atmosphere in Washington. Does that suggest that the Kennedy style of reaching across the aisle is over?
Gee, I hope not. And I think if you look at the success that he had with that, whether there were Democrats or Republicans as the majority, and whether or not a Democrat or Republican was at the White House, you look at his list of accomplishments of what he did in all the fields we just talked about. It's the way to get things done.
So today, as we've said, marks the 1 year anniversary of his death. Do you happen to know how the Kennedy family is marking this anniversary?
Mostly privately, at their home, with Mass, which is typical of what the Kennedy family does. I know that Teddy Jr. is in Worcester today at the dedication of a health center.
You mentioned Teddy Jr., the next generation of the Kennedy family. But that next generation has largely stepped away from politics, at least for now. Do you think they'll ever get back into elected public service?
Gee, I think there are a number of people who hope so, who look at some of, excuse me, of Teddy's generation and others who might be just terrific at being legislators or governors or whatever. But I think, as would happen, that's largely an individual decision that each person has to make, and the timing has to be right for that person in his or her own life and with his or her own family. I think very difficult to to predict. Mm. But if you said people who run for office have a gene, there certainly is a dominant gene in this family that couldn't be ignored.
Peter Mead, President and CEO of the Edward M. Kennedy Institute for the United States Senate, thank you for coming to Radio Boston.
Thank you for having me.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Join us again tomorrow for Radio Boston.